All right, welcome back to Davin's End Part 3. Do some scamming scammers. Joe has joined the party. Tardy, but not retardy. So we're happy to have him. Well, maybe a little.
Really? Do you have to go there?
I did not.
But you insisted.
I did not insist.
You just did it.
Yes. That is exactly how it happened. Let's do some scamming scammers. Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever. All right, when we last left off, we were skipping through July.
Yeah.
And fake Davin was desperately trying to break up with Scammer Mary, but it was not going well.
Basically daring her to break up with him.
I told her it wasn't working.
Yeah.
But her conversation was exceptionally brutal.
Yeah.
So the last thing I said to her on the 28th was, I wrote out sigh. I would think you would remember the day we were going to spend our first week together. See, you're not really into me either. It's okay. She couldn't even remember when we're going to Scranton Beach.
I know. She had no idea. It wasn't on her calendar.
So we don't speak for a few days, so we go to July 31st. Wow. She goes, hello, are you there? I go, hello. She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm okay, how are you? She goes, good. I go, glad to hear it. No question mark. Oops. I don't know what the hell I did that. Oh, because I'm correcting my own fucking punctuation.
Oh, jeez.
How was your health? Remember, I was suffering from the COVID.
Right.
I go, it's not great, but hopefully it will get better soon. Thank you for asking. What have you been doing the past few days? Do you have a new boyfriend? She goes, no, you are the only one I'm talking to. Because nobody else will entertain this horse shit.
They've all fallen by the wayside. They're just done.
I go, I'm a bit surprised. She goes, okay, trust me. I go, nothing to trust. You can do as you wish. She goes, why? It means you don't love me anymore. Mary, I told you, it is clear to me you do not love me. I find it hard to get close to you. This is the most we have spoken in weeks. Usually you don't want to chat with me. She goes, I swear to God, I love you so much. Yes! This is the type of impassioned bullshit I need.
So you haven't talked in, what, 2 weeks and now they're in love?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talk, but there's nothing really meaningful. Nothing we can sink our teeth into.
No, but absence has made the heart grow fonder.
Sure. I go, then why do you find it so hard to talk to me? She goes, I'm here. I go, you did not answer my question. She goes, what questions? I go, why do you find it so hard to talk to me? She goes, and I quote, I'm here, honey.
Questions are the things with question marks next to them.
I go, why do you find it difficult to have conversations with me? She goes, and I quote, I'm here, honey.
Oh, God. She's just, you know, she becomes like this the sucker for a phrase. And she'll just keep blasting you with that one phrase over.
You know what
over.
It is? She's like, remember, we all had CD players. You know how sometimes the CD would get the CD would get like stuck on a song and would just kept on playing repeat? That's
yes.
her. She's
yes.
a broken CD player.
I hate that song, I'm Here, Honey, by the way.
I go, I know, but you're not answering my question. What the fuck is that?
That's the song. Stuck on repeat. What's wrong with your CD player?
I go, see, and now you're silent. She goes, what is your questions? Oh my God.
The ones with the squiggle and the dot.
I keep writing it to you. Don't you see it? Why is it so hard for you to have conversations with me? Why is
slow down.
And she says, and I quote, I'm with you. So it's a variation of I'm here, honey.
Oh, boy.
I go, okay, I'm just going to say it. I don't think you love me. You make it almost impossible for me to love you. That is why I broke up with you.
Ooh, nice.
I don't want to play this game anymore.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going out.
I don't want to scam this scammer. It's soul crushing. It is mind numbing to scam this. She wins. You're too stupid for me.
I admit it.
I have met my match. She goes, I love you so much. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, I just don't believe it. I don't believe you like talking with me. I don't believe you want to spend time with me. I don't believe you want to be kissed by me. I don't believe you want to make love. I don't believe you want me to make love to you. It is how I feel. It makes me sad.
Well, yeah.
That's pretty much to the point, concise. You didn't beat around the bush.
Wait. You're being too subtle. Tell her how you feel.
This should be over.
Yeah, I mean... dumping her so hard, and she's fighting.
She's fighting for this guy who's never going to give her a dime.
Dope.
Maybe she loves Flemmicus.
I think that that was really reeling her in.
She's using me for my Flemmicus.
She had no idea.
She goes, I love you from the bottom of my heart. I go, then why won't you ever tell me anything about you? I feel like there's a wall around you. She goes, okay. Where are you now? I go home. She goes, okay.
First
doing.
Place she changes the subject really quick. There's a wall. All right. So what are you doing?
Listen, yeah. I welcome the subject change. Thank you.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, doing what? I go, laying in bed talking to you. She goes, okay. I go, what are you doing? And then I wait 15 minutes. Again, no answer. I can't have a girlfriend who won't talk to me. And then 20 minutes after that, she goes, hello?
Hello. Wow.
I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, frustrated. She goes, why? I go, you.
Why? Why? Are you a goldfish? You don't have a memory of 3 seconds?
I welcome a goldfish.
I don't think you're the only one. Yeah, putting that out there.
Oh, Joe, how could you say that to him? You break his little heart.
I gotta, you know, he's my friend. I gotta break it to him. Who's, there you go. It's not me. Who's gonna tell him? You're gonna tell him? No. You're sitting there. You love everything. I'm gonna tell him. You're an enabler, Pip.
How dare you, sir? She loves you. Go on.
That's what I want to hear.
See? See?
Okay, a little bit, Joe.
I go frustrated. She goes, why? I go, you. I go, this is why. She goes, okay, I'm sorry. I go, it's not about sorry. You're just not into me. Why are we pretending that you are? Why don't you find a man that you find interesting and love? Why don't you find a man who will give you money for tampons? Why are we still talking?
Lots and lots
of tampons. I forgot about that. Jesus Christ, that's the same one?
Yes! She goes, and I quote, okay.
Does she mean I'm out the dough?
I go, what is okay? She goes, I love you so much. I go, what do you love about me? She goes, I love everything about you, which is the right answer, but still not what we're looking for.
No, no. We want answers. We want some spark of personality besides about your menstrual flow.
She goes, I love everything about you. I go, give me 3 things you love about me, which is also what I said to Joe in Utica.
I know. He live posted that.
Yeah. Then 10 minutes later, she goes, are you there? Okay. I go, I am waiting for you to say 3 things you love about me. Then I wait another 7 minutes, go, oh, forget this. As I said, we don't work as a couple.
Can you imagine if this was a real relationship?
I can't imagine this is a real scammer. Why are we still doing this?
But I mean, these pregnant pauses, like, what do you love about me? Tell me 3 things. You can't come up with anything?
No,
but I'm out.
You know why? I'll tell you why you're doing this, because you keep coming back. If you didn't come back to her, you think she'd come back to you?
She wrote me. She wrote me after 3 days. I didn't write her.
See, Joe, she started it.
Like, I'm not giving her any money. I've given her no money. Why is she still doing this?
Stupid.
I can't even say this. I'm not even that entertaining to her anymore. I've given up.
Yeah, you're just like, you're being repellent.
That's my strength.
Much like the fellow I was talking about in the first section that my friend tried to get me to date years ago.
I go, oh, forget this. As I said, we don't work as a couple. She goes, how? Well, can meet now. I go, meet me? You won't even talk to me. She goes, I need to explain something to you. I go, explain. I go, okay, we don't talk. So you just want to meet for sex? And silence. Should we do one more quick day?
Yes.
Yeah, we could do another quick day. August 3rd. She goes, hello? Now, this is 3 days later again. She goes,
oh, whoa. 3 days later?
Yeah, and see, she's writing me. I'm not writing her. I've moved on.
I see that. Every 3 days, she's like the Lord.
She goes, hello? Are you there? Every 3 days.
Hello. She goes, hello, are you doing? How is your health? I go, what do you want to explain to me? She goes, you don't have time for me. I go, if you say so. I go, you're the one that does not have the time or desire to get to know each other for a real relationship. She goes, I'm here. I go, so am I. And she goes, hello?
It's so bad. God. Hello? Do you have a bad connection on the internet?
August 4th. I go, hi. She goes, good morning, baby. I go, good morning. She goes, hello, was your night? Hello was my night.
Hello was your night. In shining armor.
I go, it was okay. How was your night? She goes, good. I go, glad to hear it. I only want the best for you. She goes, good, my love. I go, you love me? She goes, yes. Mary, if you do love me, I need you to open up to me. I feel like you don't talk to me. She goes, I'm not with my phone. I'm only using laptop. I can't hear you.
What?
How could you not hear on the laptop? Take it off of mute.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you know it's bad when Joe's tech support.
Look at his eyebrows. Went up to the sky. Like, wow, that was a shot.
I've got a laptop, a desktop in front, and an iPhone. I can pull mute on and off at any time.
Show off.
What is she talking about?
Look at you.
Braggart.
Joe and stupid human tricks over there. I can press mute.
I can press unmute. Look at me go.
Yes. I go, I mean, even here in text, I feel like I don't really know you. And we can talk and hear each other on Hangout. She goes, I can't hear you until I get phone. I can hear you on my computer if we video chat. She goes, I can't. I go, either way, you do not write about yourself. I ask questions and you don't answer. It is why I've fallen out of love with you. I feel like I'm the only one who wants to make this really work. And then I wait 5 minutes. I go, see, you are silent again. We can't grow close if we do not talk. And she goes, and I quote, hi. No.
It's so ridiculous. She cannot keep track of all the people she's talking to. And if she's just saying hello to everybody, wow, she's really bad at this.
She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, hello. I go, hi. And then I wait 20 minutes and I write, good talk. All right, August 6th is quick. We'll do August 6th. She goes, hello. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? And I go, fine. And that was August 6th.
Now she should know. When you say fine, you're not fine.
Yeah, well, let's see. I mean, August 7th is a little longer. Should we stop or what do you want? What do you want?
Just do August 7th.
All right, August 7th. This time I write first. I don't know why.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm stupid. She goes, hello. She goes, I go, excuse me. I go, hello. She goes, I'm here. I go, I'm here too. She goes, okay. I go, we are both here.
Well, now that attendance is done.
It's all I can hope for. I go, we are both here. She goes, yes.
That's deep.
I go, how are you? She goes, I'm good. And you? I go, I am good. Thank you. She goes, you're welcome. I gave her a smiley face. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm at home. I go, what are you doing at home? Outside getting some sun? And she goes, okay, we've exhausted the conversation. We were on a little bit of a roll. I go, those were questions that can't be answered with okay. She goes, honey, did you love me? I go, I did love you. Now it's different. She goes, you can't help me financially. I go, I have no incentive to help you financially.
It's like, yes.
She goes, I need internet connection. If you can't do, let me know. I go, I broke up with you. Why would I do it?
Really? What's the point?
This is the weirdest breakup with a scammer ever.
Yeah. It's like, go away.
She goes, I don't see any benefit in you. I go, that's fine. I don't see any benefit in you.
Wow.
She goes, please block me off. I go, that is why I broke up with you. She goes, block me. I'm waiting. I go, so you admit this was all about money, right? She goes, block me. I go, answer the question. She goes, I don't see any benefit in you. You were just a lover man. Block me off.
Like she's like Schwarzenegger in Terminator. Block me, do it now. Do it now, block me. Today you block me.
Block me, do it now. Say that again.
I'm here, block me.
You guys forgot that I'm just a lover man. Mr. Lover.
You're just a lover man.
You are just a lover man.
I am a lover man. You block me. Block me now. All right, I beat that bit to death. All right.
You'll edit that last one out. Nobody will ever hear that again. She goes, you are just a lover man. Block me off. I go, what is just a lover man? I do not understand. She goes, OMG, I ask you to block me off. I don't need you anymore. I go, see, so this was about money. Money you would have gotten if you had been a better girlfriend. She never would have gotten it.
No, she never would have gotten it. But why? Why does she keep insisting that you block her? Just stop talking.
I know, it's so hard. Just do what you always do. Say nothing.
Yeah, really?
She goes, I said I need internet connection for past 2 months. You don't talk about it. I go, yes, but I need you to be more interesting.
Ow.
Oh. Well, I'm being honest for a change.
I know. That's really funny, though. It's so brutal.
She goes, I don't see any benefit in you. Block me off. Simple. I go, I don't see any benefit in you. It is why I broke up with you. If you were interesting, I would have kept you around and paid your bill.
Oh, now she's like, oh, I screwed it up.
She goes, if you can't pay for my internet connection, let me know. Simple. I go, I can, but you are boring. I need you to be interesting.
Oh, God.
What?
No, that's just, I mean, it's perfect. You're just throwing it out there. Here's the truth, honey.
Now, what does she do? You know, what's her tack now? Does she tell you to go to hell, or does she start hamming it up?
Damn good question. Yeah. I don't remember. She goes, you know what? If you can do the internet connection for me, I will have time for you. I go, nah. I beg you to be interesting. I don't think you can be. I think you're rather dull. I mean, where is the incentive for me to send you money if you're so boring?
Why?
You got a point.
Why would she still be talking at this point?
Because she's a simp.
You just keep insulting her. She's just
I'm not insulting. I'm stating facts.
Yeah, I know, but the facts are insulting. You're just...
As often are on this show.
True. This is 3 hours of insulting.
Yes. She goes, you know what? If you can do the internet connection for me, I will have time for you. If you can do it, I will have time for you. I go, but you've never been interesting. I think you're kind of dim, to be honest.
Oh my god.
I go, I wanted you to be better, but I don't think you can. I gave you so many opportunities.
We're going to have to cut you loose. We'll give you 2 weeks severance, and if you can be out of the office by 2.
You know, this is when I used to be industry and see these new comics, and sometimes you have to give them a bad review. I'm giving her the tough love here.
Yeah.
She can resubmit in 6 months.
Yeah, right. Oh, if only you had typed that. You can resubmit it.
It's just kind of inside, but you're like Staller of the scammers.
Yeah, but this was really a bad set by her, Joe.
This is a really bad set.
She goes, hun, do what I said, simple. If you can't do it, let me know what to do. I go, what benefit do I get from paying your bills?
Yeah.
She goes, I will have time for you every time. I go, but you will still be boring.
Oh, good, so you can waste my time. Excellent.
I go, truthfully, I don't think you would even be very good in bed.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's dumb. She's boring. She's not good in bed.
And desperate.
Yeah, and so desperate. And needy.
She goes, trust me, if you can do it. I go,
sounds
I gave...
like my divorce decree.
Wow. You just learned a little something there.
Yeah.
She goes, trust me, if you can do it. I go, I gave you every opportunity I can, but I need my return on my investment. I mean, at this point, we're just working on a business deal.
That's true.
She goes, can you do it? Let me know today. I go, I have no incentive. I don't think you can be interesting. I think you are the kind of person who just lays in bed and is boring during sex. I mean, if I'm paying for it, it should be amazing, right?
Oh, I never noticed that crack before. Oh, I'm not talking about on you.
She goes, hello, can you do it? Let me know. Honey, if you pay for my interconnect connection, I will surprise you.
With what? More boring?
Maybe she's stepping things up.
I go, well, now she's piqued my interest. I go, how will you surprise me? She goes, I promise you. I go, meh, I don't believe you. I go, if I was going to send you money, you would have to prove yourself. I've given you every opportunity to be interesting and make me care, but you never do.
Yeah.
This might be the harshest I've ever been through a scammer.
It absolutely is. I'm fascinated.
She goes, I'm serious, honey. I go, I feel this has not been fruitful for me. Now, remember, they say that I'm not fruitful for them.
Right.
I'm telling her that she's not been fruitful.
They'll take their own medicine.
Yes.
Yeah.
I go, I had such high hopes for you and us. She goes, you have to trust me, honey. I go, why do I have to trust you? She goes, if you send me the money, I will have time for you. I go, I'm paying for you to talk to me? She goes, and I quote, I'm here. I go, so I'm paying to talk to you, right? She goes, yes, because I don't see any benefit in you. I go, so you are a prostitute.
Wow.
She goes, you call me prostitute. I'm blocking you. Goodbye. I go, well, you just told me I must pay for your company. By definition, that is prostitution.
Yeah. Yeah.
She goes, goodbye. I go, see ya. But you called yourself a prostitute. I was just trying to understand you. She goes, goodbye. I go, do guys pay you to talk to you? Who are these guys?
Yeah.
She goes, goodbye. I don't have time for you again. I go, okay, but don't be mad. But if I send you money, you will have time for me. She goes, you're just wasting my time. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. She finally gets it.
I go, okay, so what would you call me paying for your time? She goes, I'm tired of talking. I will block you. I go, well, I was going to take you on a vacation to Scranton where we could have had sex. We didn't have to talk during that. She goes, I need internet connection. Simple. I go, I understand, but you have told me you will only talk to me if I pay you. If I was going to pay you, I would want more than talk. She goes, the internet, I'm using a message. You won. Buy it for me. This is the second month I'm asking you for internet connection. If you know that you can do it for me, don't talk to me anymore. I go, I've not sent you money because I know you don't love me. Now that we've established that this is just about money, we are negotiating what I get for buying you.
Oh, my God.
What?
That was great.
I go, I need you to make a menu of sorts. How much each service that you offer will cost. Then I can choose and we will both be satisfied.
Wow. Oh, my God. No one would put up with this conversation if they were really trying to be in love with somebody. Nobody.
2+ hours later, she responds.
No.
Well, she had to make the menu up.
See, this guy gets it. He Joe understands.
It took time.
I go, she goes, hello. I go, hi, baby. She goes, are you going to do it? I go, do what? She goes, internet connection. I go, I told you I need a list of things you will do for me and the cost of each one. She goes, do you want me to block you? I go, if that makes you happy.
Is that on the list?
With an asterisk.
How much does blocking cost?
She goes, it remains small to finish. I go, I don't understand, baby. What do you mean? She goes, my internet connection, it remains small to finish. I go, what does small to finish mean? She goes, goodbye. I go, bye, love. She goes, okay. I go, what is okay? And that's where we'll end it.
I like the way she gets nasty. You go, bye, love. Like, it'll be bad instead of, like, fuck you. Good riddance or anything. Like that.
They can't quit me.
After 2 hours, she's like, hello? Like, oh, you're back for more?
So this is new.
This is crazy.
Why is this crazy?
No. I mean, just, like, why... Why would somebody have a conversation like this? She's like...
No, because I have to create content here.
No. Not you. Her. Like you're saying...
I have to give Joe something to do in 3 years from now.
I mean, now... Now she's just sitting there, like, willing to take abuse. I think you're dim. I think you're boring. I think you're a prostitute. I mean, like, it's...
Was any of what I said wrong?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm a purveyor of truth.
I can't believe she just sat there and took it.
What else is she going to do?
Say bye and mean it.
No, I guess for her, she's too far in.
Yeah, she spent 2 months on it and she's like, I got to get something out of this.
So do we ever see her again?
Yeah, she's going to say hello.
Coming up to come back.
Aren't we all?
She just needs a little bit more punishment, I think.
But I don't think I've ever dressed down a scammer for that long.
No. I not that I recall, but...
No.
I don't know what you've done since, but damn. She... Wow.
So that was interesting.
Yeah, that was. And she is boring and dim.
Yeah, she is.
And she's just like... It's like, does she have the shortest attention span on the planet?
But in her defense, the boring and dim, still somewhat entertaining. But I must have been talking to another scammer at the time, but this was painful to deal with her.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I wasn't interested.
Well, you ask a question, and then she just, like, pieces out, and then, hello?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, we would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his support of this fine product. Thank you, Sensei.
Thank you.
Yes, Russ, thank you very much.
Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. And the Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. That's ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch. In addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day, Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There was a great one coming up this Friday. You have Eric DeTaglione, one of my good buddies. Steve Rocco Perillo was one of my other ones. And Dave Setzik, I don't know him, but I'm sure he's going to be great. It's going to be a great show. Call them to be there at Portobello. Call 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side-Splitting Productions, putting on the shows at Portobello and lots of places all over the country. If you need a comic, call us 551-404-3094. Side-SplittingProductions.com. Joe, what do you got going this week?
This Friday the 31st, I'm going to be at the American Legion Continental Post 1424 for Laughter Saves Lives, 10715 Metropolitan Area. It's going to be Forest Hills, 8 o'clock show, and go to laughtersaveslives.org. And then I'm going to be at the Mastic Yacht Club on Saturday doing the show that I do there. Also, our friend Ellen Karras, I was a guest on her show last week. Check it out on ellencarras.com. Sweet and Salty was a great interview. It was a good time. We wound up chatting another hour after the show was over. She's such a great person. Check out her website. Check out her at ellencarras.com. And check out the segment I did with her.
There you go. Next week, big April Fool's show. Didn't do it this week because of a logistics, but we will do it next week, the big April Fool's show. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way.